fuel cell vehicles promising energy efficiency and less pollution. But so far, the focus has been on using hydrogen as the fuel, and there aren't too many places to fill up with that.
So why not use gasoline to power fuel cells? Because until now, that's only worked under very high temperatures. But Eric Walksman, a University of Maryland engineer, has increased the performance of so-called solid oxide fuel cells to bring the temperature way down, and
that opens them up to running off of gasoline or diesel today, or biofuels in the near term, or hydrogen in the future.
He says the cells, which turn gasoline's chemical energy into electricity without burning, could provide backup power for electric vehicles and replace the internal combustion engine.
It'll still run off the gasoline that you can get at any street corner, but now it'll go three times farther and consume one-third the amount of gasoline and produce one-third the amount of CO2 and produce no emissions.
With the National Academy of Engineering, Randy Atkins, WTOP News.
And that new fuel cell is still in development. To find out more, go to WTOPnews.com, type in keywords engineering innovation, or you can go to nae.edu/radio. 12:14 is the time. We've got sports on the way.